listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Barbecue Bob, we got running our mouth with Katie about a little bit of beer, like we've been doing the whole show. It's time for some St. Louis ribs, man, because we're going to cover those in the last segment.
Katie, is there any beer in St. Louis?
I'm sure there is. We just don't have it here.
They have right. They have horses.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk about St. Louis ribs only because I got stuck making them last week. We had a joint or multi-child birthday party at our house Sunday. Olivia's, Jordan, and Alex all are real close to each other. And being that they're all older and living away now, it's kind of harder to get them all in at once. So my wife saw some ribs on sale, and she brought them home. God bless her. And I went to pull them out of the basement refrigerator, and I looked at them, and they're all spare ribs.
Right.
And she's used to baby backs. She didn't know what she bought. But they were $1.49 a pound, right?
About what they're worth.
So, you know what? So I had to trim them up. So if you ever have to trim up some spare ribs versus baby backs, it's really not that hard if you look
further down the hog, a little bit closer to the belly, right?
Yeah.
Right?
If you look at that big piece on your cutting board, it almost looks like a fillet from a salmon. You know, it's got this big front end, and then it tapers down to one end. But if you'll notice, you'll see the ribs, the bottom of the ribs that go into the belly part of the salmon, the bottom of the ribs are all kind of in a straight row.
Mm-hmm.
And that bottom flap is actually kind of brisket meat and riblets.
Yeah, a little cartilage in there. Right.
So if you cut that thing off and square it off, you end up with St. Louis ribs. And then you take that flat part that you're cutting off, the brisket, I'll call it, and you cut that into small sections and rub it individually. And then you take your St. Louis portion, you get a butter knife under the back end of that thing, and you pop that membrane off it like you would with any ribs. I actually made a rub, and it was really simple. It was paprika, brown sugar, garlic salt, and I think just
pepper.
Just black pepper.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, less is more.
Right.
That was so simple. It was not a complex rub, but they turned out wonderful.
So how'd you cook them?
So I smoked them for 3.5 hours. When I got
wrapped or unwrapped?
Unwrapped, and then I put some butter and honey on them at the very end and a little brown sugar, and I covered them up, put them back in the smoker.
With what?
I put them on a cookie sheet.
Oh, and then covered them up with foil?
No, I didn't use plastic.
Okay. Just checking. I know you're fond of foil.
Well, they were good. So, good. Katie Spade, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And it is Siciliano's Market, the Fall Beer Tour.
Where's Siciliano's located?
2840 Lake Michigan Drive Northwest. So right on the west side of town on your way to Grand Valley.
Right. So it's a Grand Rapids tradition, a big boy store where you've got cigars, liquor, beer, wine, beer and wine making. Oh, it's wonderful.
Cool.
Take some time to go there. You aren't going to walk in and walk out.
Cool little backstory. When Maureen and I first moved to Grand Rapids, our house was the second house north on Carpenter, and it's a big old brick stucco Tudor, beautiful house. I could see your store from my bedroom upstairs. But that Lake Michigan Drive traffic was too much for me.
I don't blame you.
I had to move out in the country.
Yep.
Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you got time, get out in a tree, but be safe. Strap yourself in. Wait for the big buck. Don't take the first one that comes under the tree. And if you are drinking microbrews, do it after the hunt. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week. Bye.